Hey, this is Dave of the Winter House Gaming.
And this is Kelly.
Hey, and I'm Jake. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Jake. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah? How are the roads today?
Roads further south are kind of crappy, but further up you get, better it is.
Yeah, that usually is what happens. So we've got a few things that we're going to talk about today. One of the biggest things I want to chat about is what to expect with a PlayStation 5. I know that we just got the PlayStation 4 not that long ago. It feels like it was yesterday. The PlayStation Pro has been out for a little bit. I think a year.
Is it really coming that soon?
We're getting more and more news about it. I have a feeling you're probably going to see something sooner than we expected.
I've only heard rumors, speculations.
Well, that's all it starts with. Everything starts with rumors and speculations. But a lot of times what happens is we have like this 10-year time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they guarantee us a system for about 10 years. And then they throw something else at us within that time. You know what I mean? So people, one of my biggest things that I like about all these, you know, speculations and all that stuff is people start like putting their own designs of what they would like to see the PlayStation 5 look like.
Right.
One of them is this beautiful black box. And on the top of it, there's a circle and it's got blue lights all the way around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'm looking at that right now.
Yeah. So, and then the controller itself.
I'm trying to make out the reflection in your glasses because the screens are pointed away from me.
I can turn this screen to show you what I'm looking
at.
What do we got?
Oh, that's actually cool.
Yeah, it's real cool. So the controller itself has, instead of the touchpad, the square touchpad that the PS4 has, it's got this light in the middle of it that's illuminated blue. I highly doubt this is actually
looks
what
like
it looks like.
Looks like an Xbox controller.
Well, the Xbox controller
it's
is
like one
fantastic
of the original ones with that big old green X on the middle.
Yeah. I actually dig that. I thought that was great. It's like massive. You look at it and you knew for a fact what that X
have
was.
Have you held one in your hand lately? Like, since you're a grown-up?
They feel so big.
It still feels massive.
I think I have.
My hands grew, but the controller must have grown, too. Logitech or someone was remaking it.
No, the original?
To bring back that original.
It wouldn't surprise
size
me,
and the
honestly.
Feel of it, so.
Dude, that was a fat controller.
Yeah.
Like, huge. So, I think, like, my expectations, I mean, how far up do you need to go, like, as far as resolution? Like, what would be the next step for gaming?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. You go from 4K straight to ridiculous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I don't even think the televisions are further ahead than UHD right now. So they can't really go too much further than what any television on the market has. I know
it's
there's
true.
Another version of a television. I don't know the details off the top of my head, but, I was reading a little bit about it and it's the next step up from UHD. But that's still in the process of being made.
Right. So do you think there's a point in, like gaming where it's just kind of like who has the bigger, you know, the cock of the walk kind of thing? Like, just because I have it doesn't mean I need to do it. But where do they draw the line between where technology is going forward with gaming or they're just making another PS4 in a different colored box?
I think, unfortunately, it's plateauing. Same with cell phones. Cell phones have kind of plateaued, and the technology is almost as far as it can possibly get at this point.
Yeah.
So I think Xbox One X has it right now with the always 4K type thing. And
Right. Obviously
PlayStation's going to come up and it'll be interesting to see what they do. But there's really only so far that they can take it. They've already got
right.
the virtual reality available with it and they've all got all of that stuff. So I think it's accessories. I think that might be the next step.
Yeah.
It's going towards like
accessorizing,
like building,
yeah.
like building
yeah.
VR and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's like there's a company out there that has that vest. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but you
the
wear
shock
it
vest.
When you're playing.
We saw that.
When
that
you're
is
playing first person
actually,
shooters. It feels
that.
Like you're actually getting shot.
Yeah,
but
literally, we
that,
saw that last night.
Someone said last night we should get that for Jake.
Combine that with
yeah,
virtual
yeah,
reality,
actually,
and come on,
night.
That would be ridiculous.
Dude, last night we were watching this video talking about things like that, and that vest came up, and I was like, oh, we should get that for Jake.
Yeah,
I literally said, like, we should get that for Jake.
Sure, yeah, I'll
yeah.
tell you how it is.
Yeah,
put it up
like,
on high.
Huh?
Put it up on high.
Oh, something happened.
Why does it feel like I've been shot?
Yeah, I think the wife will start playing against me. Cut it out.
That's funny. So you think accessories and software would kind of rule it? I mean, where do you PS4 Pro and Xbox, didn't they say that they're as good as mid-level PC games? I mean, PC computers, gaming computers?
Yeah. I mean, there's some, you're absolutely right. I mean, yeah, they're better than the PC I have. Tons better than the PC I have. Yeah. But I think that they should still get their heads out of their asses and just join forces and just open up cross-platform and let everyone just have at it.
They really should. They really should.
I completely agree.
You know, the Xbox One was supposed to be the one, wasn't it? Like, the home entertainment system. You're not going to need anything else. Well, bitch, now I want an Xbox One X.
Yeah.
And now I want a PlayStation 4 Pro, which is what I'm getting.
Right. Did you ever use, because I know you're primarily an Xbox guy. Mm-hmm. Did you ever use the TV portion of that where you plug your cable into it and it loads up all your channels and you can like go through all the channels with your Xbox and stuff like that?
I've messed around with it. It's not something that I don't keep it anywhere near my
right.
You have like this whole other setup.
I have it all in like
use.
In my game room. I carry my Xbox around the house to different rooms all the time. I don't keep it set up next to the box. The set-top box that they already provide you from the cable company.
Yeah.
Right.
Once I get the, what was it, $80 or something like that for the remote? It could be cheaper now or more expensive.
Once I get my streaming set up separate from my TV in my living room, my Xbox and PlayStation 4 will be in completely different places rather than in the living room now.
Yeah. So. Yeah, which makes sense. I mean, unless you have a room that's as big as this room we're in right now, it's difficult to mash together what all your systems with your main living area.
I mean, if they put a coaxial on the back of it.
Coaxial. Yeah.
Coaxial.
If they put that in the back so you can just screw that in and then your TV signal can come from anywhere, then go for it.
I mean, you definitely could. I think it's a cool feature, but I don't think a lot of people use it. I'd be curious to see if someone does use it and how long they've been using it and if they still like it.
Yeah. Something else that they could do is Comcast has whole home DVR.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that works is any set-top box that's attached to your home will all read the DVR from, like, let's say your living room. So if I'm in my bedroom not feeling well, I can watch what I have recorded on the downstairs box.
Right.
Well, right now with Time Warner, you can only watch the DVR on one box, and that's the only thing. Same with, like, the way the TV apps run, how if you're on the home network, you have access on, like, the tablet to view all of the channels. If that was something they could incorporate into the systems as well, to be able to just, it reads that you're on the network and it just provides all of that stuff automatically, that would be super cool.
Yeah, that would be. One thing that I'm...
It's Batman.
Oh, it is Batman. Hey, Batman, how's it going?
What's going on? You want to say hi? It says you guys are on
Twitch. We're not. We're recording it for now, and then we're going to figure that out from later. Thank you for coming out and warning me, though. Huh?
You
thank you,
Ben.
Thank you.
Hey, sorry about Ben. It happens.
Yeah. Did you get flowers for your parents?
You're going to go see them later, right? Valentine's Day is coming up.
It's raining, so bring an umbrella.
So one of the things that I would like to see with the PlayStation 5 personally is a updated UI. I like the UI the way it is right now, the user interface. Mm-hmm. I want to see it completely different.
PlayStation
I would like
hasn't
to
changed
see...
it much.
No, I mean, if something's not break, don't
graphically
broke, don't fix
wise.
It.
I mean, they've made it prettier, but
it's beautiful.
Xbox changes it every day.
And you got like
it seems it's like literally, it gets literally hard. Seems like it.
You got like dynamic themes and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and it's gonna be fucking awesome. And I'm really excited about that. On the PS4 Pro.
Have they released a buy a game as a gift for a friend? Does PlayStation have that?
I know.
I'm part of the beta program for Xbox, and they have that. I can go in and buy a game as a gift, and then I could send it to you as like a message, Kelly, if I wanted to. That'd be something PlayStation could bring into.
That's actually kind of cool. I didn't realize that you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool feature. But you can do that on like Steam, Humble Bundle, for instance. You can do that on there, which is cool. There's some games that I don't want. I'm just like, hey, here you fucking go. I don't give a shit.
Right.
But I do want to see the UI completely changed. It has been, what, 15, 16 years since they've done anything with it. The PS3, the PS4, they kind of look the same. They just...
It's similar.
And the Vita. Yeah. Everything across the board is...
Right. It really is.
Yeah.
Being able to update icons, just small things like that, I think would be really cool. And if you got the power, like the PS4 Pro and the Xbox X, I think you should be able to do that. So, is there any other features that you would like to see on a PS4 or PS5?
No, but I have a cool gaming chair that I just invented in my head that'd be super nuts.
Tell us about that.
So, I was just sitting here thinking about, like, things that can happen and changes. And you know how Nintendo's Switch, you have the little, what are they called? The little nunchuck thingamajiggers? Joy-Con?
Joy-Cons?
Yeah. Controllers?
Yeah.
And how it's pretty easy to use them separate like that.
It is, yeah.
I just want a chair that I can sit back and have it connect to my Xbox and have one hand in one side, one hand on the other, and just play.
I mean, people kind of do that with flying games. You know,
I don't want to fly though.
They'll
shoot someone in the face.
They'll make like a
with my vest.
The arms of it will have like a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bolt the controllers to either side.
Right, man, we need to get you. Right? We need to get you a VR setup and where you can play VR shooting games and also have that vest on at the same time.
And that super cool, you know, platform, what's cheaper? That you run on in one spot.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Kelly, you know what's cheaper?
All day.
Just go buy a gun and shoot him.
All right, let's take a trip to Walmart.
Yeah, let's go back to the paintball range.
If you really want to know what it feels like to be shot because you need a vest to do that, why don't we just go get a gun? Just to let you guys know, we are not going to go get a gun and shoot Jake.
Or are we? I don't know yet.
Or are we?
They've only scheduled me for this one visit, so concerns.
Yeah. It's just kind of like a random visit.
Yeah, like, oh, sorry, we're not scheduling you for any other visits, Jake, because we have plans for you.
We do have plans for you. So, PS5, you know? I think it's cool. I think it's going to come out.
I want to see them come out with more better racing exclusives for PlayStation 5.
But you're the only one.
Yeah, let's move on from that. No, I'm just joking. Okay, so better driving exclusives?
Yeah, like racing exclusives for PlayStation. Because the only one they have is Gran Turismo, and so far, that's not really doing too good for them right now.
Well, I have a question. What
do you want to see in it? Like,
yeah, I mean, for exclusives, let's say, for instance, I don't know. I just don't find exclusives to be... They should just release them for everything.
They should just bring back Smuggler's Run and drop the mic and walk away.
Oh, fuck yeah. I loved Smuggler's Run. We talked about that last podcast. I understand where exclusives come from. I understand why they do it. But I don't understand why they don't just release everything for everything. Except for mobile. Don't release fucking Dark Souls 3 from mobile.
Please do, because then Tony will buy it, and then he'll have Dark Souls for everything.
He would.
They could, wait a few months and then release it for other systems, you know? That way, people that want to play it now, you need the PlayStation, you need the Xbox. But 6 months, we'll release it for you folks, you know?
Yeah. I guess I don't completely understand exclusives. I mean, I get it. Like, they
it's a console thing to try and get people to... basically be exclusive to their console.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah. For marketing purposes, sure, but it doesn't help a consumer. And actually, just regular consumers, it probably does. But for real gamers, we have everything.
It just tries to get people to buy their products in the end, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It makes sense. So talking about the PlayStation 4, they actually reached like 76 million consoles that are sold.
Wow.
They're almost over PS3, of the whole life of PS3, which is unreal.
So it's almost sold more
it's like 85
than
for
the
86.
Entire life of the PlayStation 3?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's super impressive. Mm-hmm.
It's a great system. I just wish it didn't get so hot.
Yes, it does get very hot. Yeah, I know my system gets really hot, and the fan goes like 100 miles an hour, and it makes me sad.
I wonder
if the
PS4 Pro has better cooling
systems. Oh, yeah, it does. That was one of the things about it.
Now too, it's starting to get hot.
Yeah, that was one of the things about it. It had a better cooling system, so you didn't have to worry as much, you know? So
put a liquid cooler in there. That's what they should do.
A liquid cooler?
Liquid cool those suckers.
I think if you get more powerful consoles like the PS5, PS6, or whatever, they probably would start doing that. That would be ideal. And actually, that would probably attract people to that. Like PC gamers would be attracted to the hardware.
Hey,
the because there are people that get games just for hardware.
You think the next Xbox is going to be called the Xbox X1? Right?
Xbox One X, One X.
Yeah, Xbox One X, One X.
It would just be like Xbox Roman numeral 2.
One X, One.
Yeah,
one,
Xbox Roman numeral 2.
Yeah.
Xbox 720.
I wish... Okay, so there's original...
We all wanted that, but then they're like, it's the one, and we're like, I guess that doesn't... It's confusing.
I actually like that PlayStation just goes 1, 2, 3, 4. It's simple, it's easy.
I gotta stop somewhere, though, and make a new name.
If you think about it, here's the funny thing. They should have named the PlayStation, the Xbox 360, the X, and the Xbox One, the Xbox 360.
Right.
That would have because made it would have made more sense because the Xbox One does so many different things. Like, you're surrounded by everything that it can do. The 360 kind of, you know, name. Mm-hmm. And the X was, you know, the 360 original was like a next generation system.
Right.
So it would have made sense if it was the X, but I digress. So you sent me a link the other day about Humble Bundle, the newest Humble Bundle that's out.
The Rockstar one?
Yeah. This is a fantastic bundle for anybody that hasn't played Grand Theft Auto, Max Payne, The Bully.
It's for a great cause.
It is for a great cause, yeah. A
portion Rockstar is donating their entire, from what I read, their entire portion to Rainforest.
Preservation, something like that. Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
It's very cool.
$15.
So for $1, you can get Manhunt, you can get Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Grand Theft Auto 3, and Max Payne. Now keep in mind, these are all for PC. For $9.90, you unlock Bully, which I've been wanting to play that.
Bully's super
hilarious.
Cool.
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, L.A. Noire, and Max Payne 2. For $15, you can get the L.A. Noire DLC bundle, which goes with the game you're getting for $9.90. Grand Theft Auto 4, Grand Theft Auto Liberty Cities, and Max Payne 3 with the DLC.
And everything already mentioned.
Right. So for $15, you get everything that I just said.
Plus it's so much more.
Plus so right. much more. Also, if we have any Dark Souls freaks out there, I don't know if you've ever checked out Humble Bundles, but right now, if you subscribe for $12, it's like $12 a month.
Mm-hmm.
They give you fucking awesome games. It's ridiculous. They're giving you Dark Souls 3 and Ashes of Arundel. Ariandel? I don't know how to pronounce that. Fuck that.
Ariana Grande?
Ariandel. For $12 if you subscribe right now. That's awesome. Right. That's 60,
the game itself
70.
Is $60 still, isn't it?
That's almost $80 worth of shit for $12.
Yeah.
Now keep in mind that is monthly, so you get really cool games for each month. The biggest thing that I like about...
They also give you other games, too. Like, don't you get random, like, indie and arcade games as well as those two big titles every month?
Yeah, well, what they do... Let me just go down through... they have something called the Trove. Let's see. Give me just a second. Okay, here it is. So, for instance, January, they give you Tomb Raider, which is awesome. Sleeping Dogs, Quantum Break. That's an awesome game.
Yeah.
The Long Dark, which is a survival game. Hive Swap, Dawn of War, Mr. Shifty, Castella, and Hitchhiker. So that's $200 worth of games for $12 a month.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're a good PC gamer and you're into that kind of stuff, then that's a great deal.
It is. Life is Strange, Tacoma, Civilization 4. Nope, that's 6. Owlboy, Snake Pass. Those are all for February, which I already received. So it's really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, it's February. We're going to be getting our...
February!
30,000 points for PUBG.
Oh, shit, we are,
Because they
yeah.
hit, what, 30 million players or something like that? Wasn't that some milestone? They're giving everyone 30,000 points to get crates and stuff?
Yeah, I remember that.
I wonder if I'm getting it on the Xbox and the PC.
I hope so. That would be cool.
I haven't checked yet. Guess what I'm doing after the game tonight?
Guess what I'm doing while the game plays?
Depends on how it goes. I might be drinking into depression or drinking celebrating.
Yes, today is the Super Bowl day. We are
Super Bowl 52.
Pats fans over here. And
I'm just not a football fan in general. Yeah, I'll just root for the Patriots just because they're a New England team and that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
It's okay. So sad news and good news. We do have a very specific date for Red Dead Redemption 2, but it was delayed by Rockstar a couple days ago.
Again?
Yes. So
it's all right. Make it perfect.
That's right.
It was scheduled to be released. I think it was like
October 10th.
Well, it was like May or something like that.
Yeah, originally.
Beginning. Yeah. And then like they pushed it back to October 26th. Yeah, so that's a sad day, but that's okay.
Just makes that wait until October every bit more worth it.
That's what I'm saying. Woo! Very exciting.
And now Anthem is actually delayed until 2019 as well.
I'm not sad about that. I really want that game to do well. The longer they delay it, the better I hope it gets.
Right, yeah.
You can also, and this is really cool, this is something that I know me and Dave are really pumped about, get Far Cry 3 Classic Edition for free with the purchase of Far Cry 5's Season Pass, as well as all of the DLC that will come with that, too. Yeah. There are a bunch of random things. I was watching videos the other day. I can't remember the names of them all, but yeah, they're... are a bunch of things included in that, and I know I couldn't be any more pumped for Far Cry 5, and that's going to destroy my life when that comes out.
I wish they would do something different with DLCs. I'm not necessarily saying that they should give them away for free, because I understand there's a lot of time and energy, and people need to get paid for doing their work.
They do.
But I feel like there's something else that could be done rather than dumping $60 on a game. And then dumping $60 more just to get everything. I know that they have like Black Ops, they'll release new map packs and they're like $15 and it all amounts to the same thing when it's all said and done.
Right.
But I just feel like there could be something a little bit different that they could figure out how to get that done so it's not so crazy. Because $60 is a lot of money to drop on a game these days and they're only going to get more expensive as the technology gets there. But. $60 more for DLC.
Do you think that DLCs could possibly be earned in game? Do you, like, you know, the people that really put their time into games,
like achievement
Destiny,
hunters,
get all the achievements and you get X game or do something like that. Do you think there's a possibility that they would ever do that?
Consider doing something like that.
You know what I think they should do? I think they should start playing it smart and be strategic about it and install ads somewhere in the game so people can sponsor it or whatever. So those people are getting promoted and they're going to pay them to make up for that DLC cost.
You are the type of people that I want to stab.
No, I'm not saying like throw it in our face. I'm talking about
brother and brother fight.
Ads? No, I'm talking about like let's just throw this out there. Let's say you're running through Red Dead Redemption, right? The fifth one. Part of your story is you come across a newspaper and you have to read an article. But as you're thumbing through the newspaper, we're curious little gamers. There's going to be a random little ad that they're just going to toss in there that you either see, read, or you don't read. But it's just like a little clipping.
And as long as it was it random,
but okay. You know what I mean?
As long as it was random like that, I would be okay with that. Mm-hmm. So for instance, Red Dead Redemption 2, you walk into a bar, you walk up to the bartender, you know, I'll take a pint. She gives you a pint while you're standing there. There's a small short cut scene of you drinking while you're reading like a tablet that you picked up, a pamphlet or whatever that has an ad on it. Okay, that's a real quick thing.
Or there's a company logo on the cup and they're watching the bartender make the drink and then the logo is just there as just a part of the
like say
the
you're
scene.
Drinking a Budweiser or you know, whatever kind of beer you want to drink.
But if it's intrusive,
the minute that
I would
it starts
be very
taking
upset.
Away from the gameplay, that's when I'm just like,
like, you know how sometimes you're playing a game and you have to turn on a TV and you watch like a little thing? What if during that little clip you're watching this video on the screen, but then at the same time there's a 10-second ad just thrown in between it and then off it goes? You know, just something that goes along the way without taking your time away from your goal.
Right.
But then just...
like being out there, but not like...
in your face.
Not being in your face.
Exactly.
Anything like stops the game in the middle of the fucking battle and, oh, this is brought to you by Viagra.
Yeah. Yeah. And like those damn Facebook videos are pissing me off where they're watching like best kill scenes on Fortnite of the week or whatever. And before the first one even gets done, it feels like there's a 30-second freaking ad. And you're like... now I have to see how this ends, but this ads are pissing me off.
So I would somewhat be okay with that a little bit. I'd still be upset about it. But realistically, they would have to pull more information from us. I know that Microsoft and all these game companies are pulling data from us when we play these games. There's no doubt in my mind that they're doing this. But when you put ads in, stuff like that, they have to now collect more data. They have to allow these third-party companies to come in and be like, hey, guess what? We're going to pull all this data from you, and what the fuck are you going to do about it? You know what I mean? So in a sense, it's still going to be intrusive, but I do think either A, ads, or working for the – you know, putting in hard work and getting the DLC in return – would be
like
awesome.
Beating the game with 100% like completion, you get the DLC for the game or something like
that. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So you were talking about achievements.
That takes some commitment, getting 100% in a game.
You were talking about achievements.
I would give it to if anyone. Someone,
yeah. If someone finished all the achievements, all of them on the basic game, not including the DLC, give the DLC to them for free.
Send them a medal.
Send them a medal because they're playing your game that you're making the way that you want them to play it.
Exactly.
So that's just the way it is.
And they're taking their time out to enjoy every minute of it.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
You want to talk about that Games for Gold? I know you have that
Games
up
for
there.
Gold. Yeah, I'm looking
Games
at it right
for
now.
Gold
I haven't looked
month.
At it yet this month.
It doesn't look super great.
No.
PlayStation had something.
Samurai Warrior is going to be free. Assassin's Creed Chronicles will be free.
Which?
Split Second for this guy over here. And then Crazy Taxi.
That's that game that you had to race and then you had like a split second to hit A to drop a crane on the guy that you're racing against or something
like
that.
Yeah, I think
was
so.
That what it was? Pass.
Yeah, pass. Meh.
This... are you fucking kidding me?
Mm.
Okay, so get this. Sony PlayStation, okay, so for February, you're getting Knack free. Nobody will play that. It sucks.
Kids might play it.
Yeah.
For a second.
And you're also getting Rhyme. What the fuck? I bought it like a month ago.
For how much?
A lot.
Oh.
I don't want to say it out loud because Gary's probably listening. But anyway, I hate when they do that. They seem to do that a lot. But that's a great game. I highly recommend people playing that because it's a lot of fun. Yeah. It's a beautiful game. Spelunker is also going to be free. It's the Spelunker HD. And then Mugen Souls Z, which is a JRPG. I might check that out, but I'm not a huge JRPG kind of guy. So, yeah, Star Blood Arena is free. It's good stuff. So,
I think they need to. One thing that I completely agree, going back to accessories, hardware, new systems, they need to just up it to 2 terabytes.
I agree. For standard.
Yes, give us.
Because this is crazy.
Yep.
The games
I've got
are...
games on my Xbox that I won't delete. Like Halo 5, I think I've got 100 gigabytes just for that one game.
Yeah, like there are games that are so big and you've spent so much time on that you don't want to delete them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like they need to start making consoles big enough, especially for the now the games these days, you know, are upwards of like 60, 70 gigabytes a game or more depending on the game.
Right.
So I believe they need to start making bigger hard drive sizes standard for consoles to accommodate that.
Yeah. Because they've got to do something.
On my Xbox One right now, I can only have like 10 games, 11 games installed.
You have the 500 gigabyte one?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. That's makes crazy. Me laugh when I still see people trying to sell like the 500 gigabytes for like the same price as the normal 1 terabyte ones.
I know. Private sales are ridiculous.
You really want to reach out to them and say, hey, dude, get your head out of your ass and really look at what you've got. I know you've put money and time into this, but seriously.
The funny thing is, I actually call people out like that on Facebook. I feel really bad when it happens.
That's why you get kicked from groups, Dave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, who would fucking pay for this, dude?
I send Dave links and he goes, I can't see it. I think I got kicked from that group.
I saw an original 360. I saw an original black 360 the other day. It had like 6 or 7 games with it or something like that. And they had the original box. Mm-hmm. And I get that. $400.
Crack.
I'm like, you are fucking insane.
Yeah. Or when they say,
I'll give you 50.
Brand new. And the item has been open. It's been used for like a month. You can
clearly tell
as soon as you
like...
open that box and take it out, it's not new anymore.
Once you subtract $25 little friggin'
pube fingers on there.
Get your pube fingers off the goddamn games.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. It's stupid when they do that. And people, it's funny when you go on Facebook buy sell sites because everyone thinks that they're like this master seller. I hate that pawn shops are just non-existent. Now,
yeah,
I mean, they're still out there, but I bet they're struggling
hard.
They're few
and far between just because of the Facebook sell thing,
yeah,
and Craigslist.
It's super crazy and weird, it makes no sense to me.
They do a good job because a lot of people will still pawn their stuff with expectations to get it back, and that's where the pawn shop makes their money, you know, because
that's true.
You'll go in with your, let's say, your PlayStation 4, or your car breaks down, you just need cash, and you're like, hey, I need $200. I'll pay you. I'll be back to pay for this, and they give you 30 days. You know what I mean? If you don't come back for that, it's just theirs.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, pawn shops have to undercut people in the first
place.
Sometimes
people even pay for almost all of it, and then just stop showing up. So then the pawn shop makes most of their money back, and then they're selling your shit, and then making more money.
That's true. That's true. I'm not sure. I don't really miss doing that. But. I do think that I enjoyed it.
Hey, I've taken advantage of some people. And
yeah, it was a game.
Hey, man, people don't know what they're selling, and they're selling it for wicked cheap.
Look, when someone wicked comes in and they're clearly on drugs and they need just another fix, they'll take whatever I give them.
Right.
You know? Like all right, the PlayStation 4. I bought the PlayStation 4 from some kid for $100 just because he was hard up and needed the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he was looking for $175. I offered $100 cash, and he took it. Picked it up that day.
People will do what they have to do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's kind of the business part of this whole thing. We have partnership with Pine State Con, a buddy of ours named Will and Bobby. So we're trying to put on Pine State Con at a couple different venues this year. One of them is going to be in the summer, July 14th and 15th in Portland, Maine.
At the Elks Lodge.
Yep, at the Elks Lodge. The other one is going to be in fall, November 10th and 11th in Bangor, which is going to be at the Spectacular Events Center.
So we have a Kickstarter up for these, and you can find them on the Pine State Con Facebook, and that's facebook.com/PineStateCon. Yeah, please. Okay. Please.
There's like a gap in there.
Yeah. Please help us.
Well, it takes a lot to put these things on. It takes a lot of money. Will is doing a great job at you know, working and answering all the questions that he does on Facebook that we see.
He's very interactive with people, too.
He's super interactive. It's really great. We need, you know, X amount of cash to put this on, and it's really important to share this Kickstarter to try to help bring this fun event to Bangor and Portland. You can also go to Bangor Comic and Toy Con on Facebook or Winter House Gaming and find all that information, and we do appreciate that. Jacob, any last words? Carrie's loading.
Is this when the guns come out?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Carrie's got the gun right now. You want to try that?
You guys
She's
good.
Behind you right now with the gun to your head. You better say something.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys taking the time and just dropping me in on this. It's fun.
Yeah.
I yeah, man. Thanks for coming down and replacing
you guys and playing.
Sicko over there.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you not leaving like right in the middle of the fucking podcast.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna leave.
Yeah,
I'm calling it a day. All right.
That's pizza. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you very much, guys. This is episode 34.
And 34.
Yeah, catch up to my age.
We'll see. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah.
How about it?
Yeah,
later.
All right, bye.
Go Pats.